AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. A large container ship ramming into the Key Bridge in Baltimore overnight, causing it to snap and plunge into the river below. Several vehicles falling into the chilly waters. Search teams looking for people who may have fallen in as well. ABC's Ike Jachi is on the scene of the collapse.
There's a video circulating on social media right now of this entire incident. In the minutes before that collision, traffic was regular on that bridge. But just before that collision, it appeared that the traffic has indeed stopped. Now, there is a question whether or not the bridge was alerted prior to the collision from the individuals on the boat. If that's so, that could have been a possible reason why it appeared as if the traffic had slowed down.
The bridge collapse has paralyzed the Port of Baltimore, which is the primary waterway giant container ships arrive from the Chesapeake Bay. Some are saying fully repairing the Key Bridge could take years. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 501c4 nonprofits are driving record spending by anonymous political donors across the country. That's according to a new study from the group Open Secrets.
In some states, you can actually have 501c4 DART money groups or shell companies contribute directly to candidates' campaigns, which is something that's not allowed at the federal level. They're only allowed to spend in support of the candidate.
Study author Anna Masolia says that kind of money often pays for misleading attack ads. Cheating on your spouse is technically a felony in Wisconsin, which can land you in jail for 3 months and up to $10,000 in fines. Authorities rarely pursue charges, but there's a move to take the law off the books in other states like New York. Lawmakers there say prosecutors should not dig into what consenting adults do behind closed doors. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. An apartment building on Madison's south side has had to be evacuated twice because of carbon monoxide leaks. The fire department says levels were up to 1,100 parts per million when they were called to Ashford Lane the first time. As firefighters inspected the building, they found that the exhaust tubing had fallen off the building's main heater boiler. Firefighters turned off electrical power and gas service to the boiler and ventilated the building. More communities around Dane County will benefit from the CARES Mobile Crisis Program. CARES sends trained professionals to help respond to mental health emergencies. County Executive Joe Parisi is offering $200,000 to jumpstart new partnerships. Communities like Fitchburg, Verona, and Cottage Grove can apply for a share of the money between now and April 17th. Until now, CARES was only available in Madison. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Unleash Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, changemakers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
The Brewers lose their leadoff batter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Garrett Mitchell was expected to be the Brewers' leadoff hitter for Thursday's opening day in New York against the Mets, but after an MRI, it was discovered the 25-year-old center fielder suffered a fracture in his left hand. He's expected to go on the injured list and be out the first 4 to 8 weeks of the season. Mitchell hurt the hand during batting practice over the weekend. He missed most of last season with a shoulder injury. NBA, the Bucks host the LA Lakers tonight at Fiserv Forum. LeBron James, who's been dealing with an ankle injury, is not expected to play. NFL meetings going on in Orlando. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he's glad running back A.J. Dillon agreed to re-sign with the team because there was no way they could have hung on to both Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones.
To get A.J. back, it was that was a kind of a nice surprise. But I think the free agent running back class was very strong. There's a bunch of experienced runners out there.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain showers today. It's also going to get colder. We'll start near 50, and that'll be the case through around midday, but temperatures will drop into the 30s by late this afternoon. A little breezy, too, with a southwest wind at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in person, showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
And now they're fighting over days because they want to try and do it during the election. This is election interference. That's all it is. Election interference. And it's a disgrace. Well, obviously, this is a pure case of voter intimidation and election interference, and it shouldn't be allowed to happen.
Boring. It's the repetition that's going to kill us.
Boring. Election interference, witch hunt, the hoax.
So we were saying the good news is they are starting to cut away.
They are.
He says the exact same thing. Uh-huh. He is the most irritating Flintstones background of catchphrases.
I can't. Oh,
it's just... Is there anything different, he says, and he walks out of any courtroom ever? It's the same.
No.
Election interference, which aren't totally unfair. Okay. Joyce Vance says, yes, it is election interference. Here she is.
So Trump is correct when he says that this is a case of election interference, just not in the way that he means it. Because this case, which Trump has tried to suggest is unimportant or about business practices, is actually about the desperate last gasp of his campaign ahead of the 2016 election.
You know, someone was saying it is kind of extraordinary that his defense is never... He's innocent.
Right.
He didn't do it. It's just he should be able to do it.
Right.
Oh, everyone does it. Oh, it's a victimless crime. Mm-hmm. Me being a lifelong fraud and ripping off the taxpayer and banks and insurance companies. And in this case, it's like, oh, yeah, I did it, but that's not, that shouldn't be wrong. Oh, I did it to, because of my very deep and sincere marriage and Melania's fragile feelings. Oh, my God. Do you think like the entire jury's going to do spit takes when he tries that at trial? Just okay, Joyce Vance, one more.
The Access Hollywood tape has been released. Women are abandoning the Trump candidacy in droves. They're extremely concerned about the release of information that the Republican nominee had an affair with a porn star while his wife was home with their infant son. And that's the reason that they went ahead and paid off Stormy Daniels, gave her hush money payments, and in order to conceal them, they characterized them as payments to Trump's then lawyer, Michael Cohen.
That's, thank you.
There's the
that
fraud.
Is election
there's
interference.
There's the fraud.
And by the way, you know, it is this whole nightmare we've been plunged into for how many years now? You just, when you go back and remember all this, because a lot of people, it's easy now to go, oh, well, that wouldn't have mattered or this or that or whatever. But Joyce is right. The polling at that moment was showing he was hemorrhaging mm-hmm. women voters. I think it would have. I think that 1-2 punch would have taken him out. I mean, as it is, he lost the popular vote. Mm-hmm. So you can't tell me like, oh, this didn't matter. Why do you think they panicked and paid Stormy Daniels mm-hmm. off? Yeah, one more.
When you understand the full context of this case, it's very clear that it's about an effort to pull the wool over the eyes of voters, to ensure that they didn't have access to important information about a candidate while they voted. That's the narrative that we'll hear the district attorney's office share with this jury. And while the events are years removed, the evidence is very clear. They won't be able to play the Access Hollywood tape at trial, according to Judge Juan Merchan's ruling.
Yes, but they will be able to read the transcript.
Yes. They will be able to talk about the tape and talk about the Access Hollywood tape where Trump talks about grabbing women by parts of their bodies and sexualizes women in ways that are simply unacceptable for someone who will lead the country. That will all be fair game when this case goes to trial.
Have I ever mentioned that I will die mad about 2016?
Oh, wow, that's I've never heard that.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
wow,
this is news.
You just forget. There's so much. You just forget half of it. You just go, there was such massive election interference on behalf of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. You think about the combination of the help he got from Russia, including, since Manafort's back in the news, the specific polling data they shared in the three states. That, you know, Hillary lost by a slip with this whole election, 75,000 votes in those states. So you look at Russian help. You look at the help that the Trumpers and the FBI gave, that, you know, pushed Comey to do what he did. I can't. And then this would have been the 1-2 punch, because you're right. I remember the panic at that time after the Access Hollywood tape. That would have been the 1-2 punch that would have done it if the Stormy Daniels thing had come out right on top of Access Hollywood. So, all right. Oh, by the way, he has troughed, threatening the judge's daughter, basically.
Oh.
So, yeah, because she's a Democrat, Chris, so you can see why. What does Nicole Waltz always say? We all know some really bad is about to happen.
Yep.
Somebody that he's targeted is going to get, unlucky, unfortunately. Yep. The fact that first of all, anybody that doesn't like him is apparently partisan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're anti-Trump.
Okay.
Right.
What do I always say about polls, Chris?
They're BS until you find one that you like.
Right.
Indeed. We won't hear. We might as well do it, because you don't hear about positive ones in the news for Biden. Biden gaining on Trump in several key swing states. He's drawn even in Michigan and Pennsylvania. The fact that this is even close is just,
I know,
makes me. Trump still leads in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina. Trump has performed worse in every single state except for Georgia in March as compared to February. I mean, as we keep saying, people start paying attention after the State of the Union, which was great. After, you know, he starts being on trial, you know, in what is this? April 15th. I mean, when he starts being on trial and you start hearing this evidence every day and not just spin, we'll see. I saw that Bobby Kennedy has 9% in the poll, which actually
that's not good.
He's going to announce his vice president today. Is it Aaron? Is it P. Diddy Combs? Is that?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Good Lord.
That's a fantastic idea.
Wow.
Bobby Jr. Yeah, this was like shocking.
Yeah, it was.
Wow, SDNY can actually move against rich, famous people.
Oh, well, he's black.
Homes belonging to Sean P. Diddy Combs were searched yesterday. He's the target of a federal investigation department carried out by the Department of Homeland Security team that handles human trafficking. It stems from many of the same allegations put forth by several civil lawsuits in New York against Combs, with allegations of sexual assault, all of which, of course, he denies.
Of course.
But his homes were raided.
Yeah, in L.A. and in Miami, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think they said because he has private security is why they sent, you know. All right. So anyway, I'm just, who's the Bobby Kennedy's VP pick going to be?
Aaron Rodgers. Let's go.
No, it's not Aaron Rodgers.
Are we in the stupidest timeline, or have we not gotten there yet? The stupidest part of the stupid timeline.
It's going to be that lawyer that bought the Super Bowl ad for him.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's
the rich lady.
Right.
Yeah, because he's a man of the people. Okay. Oh, and on the other side, as if it could be sadder. Little Marco is still campaigning for the VP spot? Mm-hmm.
Okay. You said it would be an honor to be offered a spot on his ticket. Really?
Yeah, I think anyone who's offered the opportunity to serve this country as vice president should be honored by the opportunity to do it if you're in public service. I'm in the Senate because I want to serve the country. Being vice president is an important way to serve the country. But I've also been clear, I've never talked to Donald Trump. I've never talked to anybody on his team or family or inner circle about vice president. That's a decision he's going to make. He has plenty of really good people to pick from.
He seems very nervous and like that made him really extra thirsty.
Yeah.
And then he went and drank out of the toilet like Beethoven. No, we can't find it. This was me signaling for that sound effect. I did this. Chris thought I meant something else. Okay, one more. John Carl.
I mean, the reason why I ask is, I mean, look what happened to the last guy. A mob stormed the Capitol, literally calling to hang Mike Pence.
Listen,
and Trump defended those chants of hanging Mike Pence.
I will tell you this, that when Donald Trump was president of the United States, this country was safer, it was more prosperous. We had relations, for example, in a part of the world that I care about called the Western Hemisphere that were very strong. We had a lot of good things done there.
No.
I think the country and the world was a better place when he was president.
Oh, no. Little Marco.
Oh, wow. That
Little
is sad.
Marco.
There it is. That was a run-on sentence. He must have been super thirsty. I knew we would find Beethoven drinking out of the toilet.
It's in here. You pointed to this.
That was several disastrous State of the Union responses before Katie Bruce.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was, remember, he was just like...
Remember he had to reach really far?
He had to reach really far to get the water, and like he was getting caught doing something. Like he was like a squirrel that you caught...
Oh, and he was so much better than she was.
That'd be interesting to have it. Like even at the State of the Union, to have a vice president that has like a camelback. He just has like a tube in his mouth all the time. And then there's people like he's in a marathon all the time, running up and handing him bottles of water. Maybe he has a helmet with a, you know, two things of water.
Thingy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right, just with Budweiser now. So
how many montages do we have of him saying the truth about Donald Trump and what a complete POS he is? Okay. Let's go to Rick, the truck driver's
Yay!
Back.
Yay!
Hi, Rick.
Hey.
Yay!
How you guys doing?
Good.
Go ahead, Rick.
I, believe it or not, I am over here about 10 minutes away from what happened with that bridge.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
So they're closing I-695.
Right.
They close the bridge.
That's the outer beltway around Baltimore.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, both sides. And then the I-95, they're using I-95 or I-895.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be careful, honey.
I'm over here at the TA because I ran out of my hours. So
okay.
I came to
it's rest time.
Cabbage.
Cabbage?
What? Oh, you're hauling cabbage?
Cabbage.
I love cabbage.
I was hauling cabbage.
Oh.
All right.
I love it. It's very good for you. It's cancer fighting. It's very good.
But also makes you fart.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, nice healthy poops.
It was about 43,000 pounds of cabbage.
That's
a lot of
cabbage.
I eat that almost every day. I eat cabbage salad almost every day, which you guys probably are aware of because, you know.
Well, maybe that's the source of your gastrointestinal distress.
Perhaps. I eat like a kale cabbage kind of salad every
that
day.
That is totally the source of your
gastro. And then like Mushu is my favorite. Love cabbage. God, he has a truck horn and cabbage. I'm in love.
It's no wonder you have to run out of here constantly to go to the bathroom.
Well, I didn't eat it right now this morning. I ate it for lunch.
Yeah, but it's in your system.
I'm as clean as a whistle. I'm as clean as a whistle.
It takes 24 to 48 hours for food to get out of your system.
Yeah.
Chris, can you reveal what I said to you the other day when I was walking out of here with an envelope? What did I say?
I don't remember.
I said I got to go mail my poop.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm of the age where I've had to mail my poop, too.
Yeah. Poop test.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Eight.
That's always fun.
I'm still waiting for the results.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, it's so exciting. I hope I passed.
Well, I mailed in my poop and got the results, and they said you still have to come in for a colonoscopy.
Yeah, Lonnie's got
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't get that. Yeah.
Well, you haven't gotten your results yet.
I put it in my mailbox. I should wait for the mailman, and then when he opens it, go, do not go
in there.
Woo!
Woo!
Do not open that. Okay, I told you.
I don't think they're allowed to open your mail.
They're not.
Yeah.
I'm at the mailbox.
It's kind of
against
the law.
Uh-huh. Okay, now it's 19 minutes after the hour.
Look what
hope
you
you're
made
happy.
Me do.
This portion of the show brought to you by Jody Hamilton's awesomeness and that she's had Credo Mobile for 15 years. Chris and I just found out about it. I mean, what the? How we living, boo? I mean, what up with us?
Right?
Credo Mobile is the America's progressive phone company, right? Credo shares your values, supports the same cause as you do. They have donated over $95 million to amazing progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, Americans for Tax Fairness, Donald, and Transgender Law Center, you name it. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get that good feeling with comes knowing you're making a difference just by using your phone every day. Look at you. You just sent a text and an emoji. You're an American hero.
You are.
You get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, complete selection of new devices, including all the latest models. Switching to Credo Mobile is so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number. Go to credomobile.com. Type in Steph. Guess what happens? $250 off any smartphone. CredoMobile.com, $250 off using that code, Steph.
This whole place just feels like a warm blanket.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Well, did you know 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? Let me turn you on to something that's going to transform your sleep, Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use that code Miller for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort. Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days with Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. So I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd
here.
Alba going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always
this
a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller. Can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken. You're so mean.
Sorry, cabbage is kicking in.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, 20, just kidding. 24 minutes after the hour. We have Charlie Pierce coming up just a few minutes. Victor Shi of the, you know, of general millennial, not millennial, sorry, Gen Z awesomeness. Yeah.
Millennials are getting old.
Yeah, they're in their 40s now.
Yeah.
I keep thinking of Sean Comiskey as the baby. Huh. All right, and he's more concerned about Social Security benefits than I am now.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh, but Rocky Mountain Mike reminds us because we were talking about if Marco Rubio is the vice presidential pick. There's going to have to be a lot of attention paid to hydration. That's a lot of water.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't choke.
We watch State of the Union on the TV and the phone line.
Thank you, Roger Mountain Mike. Do you think Katie Britt is just like watching old State of the Union responses over and over and going, honey, see? I'm not as bad. Look at that.
No,
Bobby Jindal, that was weird. Look at Marco Rubio drinking water.
No, she was the worst.
It's true. It's a low bar.
Really was.
It's a low bar.
But
she... What was it? Just Bobby Jindal's weird walk. I remember.
Well,
all
yeah.
I remember is Chris Matthews going, oh. You could hear it under his breath.
Well, and he didn't blink the entire
right,
time.
Right, yeah.
He was
just...
He was like, it was a dog yeah. in the headlights.
Wasn't he
a deer in the headlights.
Yeah, that long, weird walk. And Chris Matthews goes, God.
He was Kenny from 30 Rock.
In his opulent New Orleans mansion.
Yes. Ron and Seth and Rice Flynn walked by in the background. Just floats by.
Uh-huh.
Was that it? Oh. Okay. Hi, Ron in Sacramento. Hello.
Hi, Mama. I have a question for the prettiest, smartest boy in the room, for Chris Lavoie.
Oh, Chris, it's for you.
Chris, I love the big lie, and I know it makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up, but how can Mama's nephew be older than her?
Right.
Oh, that happens.
I've never understood that.
Oh, no. I know people.
Yeah,
Chris.
Okay, well, and then the other question... In order to make the big lie work,
right.
Could you go Donald Trump style, take a Sharpie to the family tree? I would love to see that, Mama.
Actually did that. Ted Lieu sent me a congressional certificate,
yeah.
Right, of recognizing my birthday, and I actually Sharpied the birthday that I wanted it to be.
Already taken care of.
Happy 40th birthday.
Ms.
In congressional recognition of Stephanie Miller's birthday. It's right over there on the wall.
I know, it's right over there.
It's
hidden from all the cameras.
It's Sharpie. Ted is fantastic. He just made a mathematical error.
Sure.
If you say so.
Blame it on his staff.
Stupid staff. Hi, Wayne in Connecticut. Hello.
Hey, Steph, how are you?
Good, go ahead. I'm 42.
I got a quick question. With Marco Rubio auditioning to be vice president, and Trump is officially a Florida resident now, I thought...
You can't. You're right.
In the Constitution, the president and vice president can't be from the same state.
That's very true.
He would move because he is thirsty for power. I just did it myself. That was kind of a weird combination of how he gets the job and drinking.
Yeah, and how he's... Yeah.
I don't want to think about what he was going to be,
just
Rubio.
Think I'm going to buy.
Okay, Charlie Pierce next.
My family and friends are always with me, no matter where I may be. Sharing stories from home helps me sustain my recovery from my mental and substance use disorder. Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-4357. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
My story is yours. I am a mother.
I'm a father, a son,
a daughter. I am in recovery from a mental illness,
a substance use disorder.
With support from family and community,
we are victorious.
Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mommy, sing me to sleep.
Sure, sweetie. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. You're a ball of gas that's very far. 32 light years in the sky, 10 parsecs, which is really high, helium, carbon, and
hydrogen
fuse to make our starry friend. When it enters supernova stage, it explodes with bursts of rays. And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole. And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole.
Thanks, Mom.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, so it's up to parents to help create a brighter future for them. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
some of the people who are opposed to aid for Ukraine seem to have real motives. I mean, that's too much money or America first or something like that, and that might be genuine. Some of them seem to be acting performatively on behalf of Donald Trump. And I think Mike Johnson might be one of those.
Oh, Speaker God Warrior. That was Ann Applebaum went on to say.
Trump has decided that he doesn't want money to go to Ukraine, and he wants Ukraine to be weaker. There's a lot of different speculation about why that would be. Maybe he has some deal in his head that he's going to do. You know, if he wins, maybe he imagines some kind of partition. I mean, there's a lot of, I don't want to, you know, scare everybody with the details, but, you know, he's been very, very clear that he doesn't want the House to pass this money.
Gee, I wonder what it could be.
Hey.
Hey,
that's
there.
That's his policy toward Putin.
There are enough people in the House who either support him or are afraid for their own seats, they're afraid of being primaried, that they have gone along with it. I think that, more than anything else, explains where we are. I mean, it's really an extraordinary moment, and we have a out-of-power ex-president who is, in effect, dictating American foreign policy on behalf of a foreign dictator or with the interests of a foreign dictator in mind. And I don't think we've been through this before.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's elevate the conversation.
There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Ah. Hiya, Charlie Pierce.
Can we have some more cabbage talk? Because that was freaking riveting. It was like reading one of those old Reader's Digest things. I am Stephanie's digestive tract.
Come, everyone, let me take you behind the radio. Chris, what happens when we have an awkward amount of time left? There's not enough time to start a new subject or go to a guest or a call. And so that's what you, it's you know, packing radio peanuts. Packing peanuts, Charlie. Yeah. Just let me, what useless information.
That's something to do with packing. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
What can I do in 26 seconds?
Talk about your bowel movements.
There you go. She make good boom boom.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yay, I'm a big girl. Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
We played Rachel Maddow. You said kindly Doc Maddow brings the icy pointed truth to the Ron McDaniel fiasco. Father Coughlin shout out. Is that your drinking game when she mentions Father Coughlin?
Oh man, I will send you after I get off the air, I'll send you a copy of a picture of the Shrine of the Little Flower in Royal Oak, Michigan, to which I paid a pilgrimage. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We were cleaning out my parents' house after my mom, at the house I grew up in, after my mom died, and we found a framed photo in the attic of Father Coughlin.
Wow.
Coughlin, actually.
Yeah.
He was a zowie and a half. Of course, I've had a sweet tooth for most of these guys ever since I was in high school, and over a rainy weekend, my father had me read None Dare Call It Treason.
Wow. This is really a peek into your past. This is quite revealing.
Yeah.
Charlie.
I had a lot to rebel against.
Yeah.
But, you know, was it a Patrick-sending caller? Yes. Damien in York, Pennsylvania says, to the Patrick-sending troll from North Carolina, you're right. Jen Psaki and Simone Sanders did work for Democratic administrations. Did you also know MSNBC personalities Nicole Wallace worked for W? Joe Scarborough was a Republican congressman. Michael Steele's a former RNC chair. Yet somehow they managed to avoid aiding and abetting insurrection. Mm-hmm. Funny how some people can do that. I guess what I'm saying is, nice try, dumbass.
well, yeah, but they also managed to bury their own past, which is another discussion entirely. But
they didn't commit crimes, which Ron McDaniel did.
No, okay, yeah. But I'm not defending. I'm not both-sizing this at all. I mean, what Ron McDaniel did, especially in Michigan, is, you know, I hate to use this phrase this morning, but it's a bridge too far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's that's, you know, and I thought that's what Rachel, as usual, was brilliant about, is putting it in the larger.
Oh, I thought she was very, very sharp and very on point.
Yeah.
You know, the idea that, look, I'm opposed. I have always been opposed for years about, you know, making journalism a second career for out-of-work political hacks.
Yeah.
But, you know, that that horse is out of the barn over the hill and being served up as dog food in Japan by now.
Yeah. But we were saying she's also, I guess, an expert at being bad at her job and losing elections. So what is she an expert
in? I wrote that the other day. I said, leaving aside everything else, why would you hire this woman? She left the Republican Party in the hands of a madman, completely broke.
Yeah.
And she's lost every election cycle over which she's ever presided.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I love this headline. Speaker Hakeem Jeffries, House Republican, says she's worried Democrats will retake the House before the election. Yay. Yes, 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 yes.
Hey, they only need two more.
I know. I mean, it really is pretty extraordinary. So Mike Gallagher, Ken Buck, so this was Claudia Tenney, Republican of New York, said, we're perilous. We could end up having Speaker Hakeem Jeffries in the interim here while we're waiting for special elections. I mean, Mike Gallagher did that on purpose, right, to make sure they couldn't fill the seat.
Yeah, he did. He did it. He did it after careful study of Wisconsin election laws. Mike Gallagher is an interesting case. A year and a half ago, he was a real rising star. He was going to run against Tammy Baldwin, and, you know, it was going to be a 50-50 election. And now he doesn't even want to be in the House of Representatives anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, but make sure
he'll probably be turning up on MSNBC sometime in the next couple weeks.
So Matt Gaetz, who obviously led the effort to oust McCarthy, said he's just not ready to support a new motion to vacate filed by Marjorie Taylor Greene. He said the same thing. If we vacated the speaker, we'd end up with a Democrat. He said, I love how much people are saying Speaker Hakeem Jeffries. Mm-hmm. He said, I worry we've got Republicans who would vote for Hakeem Jeffries at this point. I really do. I take no joy in saying that. Oh, I take a lot of joy. Green said her motion to vacate
okay.
was okay.
I take enough joy in saying that for the both of us.
Me too. Me too. She said her motion to vacate was a warning to Johnson. She said, I don't wish to inflict pain on our conference or throw the House into chaos. Marjorie Taylor Greene said she doesn't want chaos. Okay, but so what happens now? So this is like a warning shot. She said, depending on what he does next. Well, so now what happens, Charlie?
Well, there really isn't anything, any next. They got the budget settled finally. There isn't a next that's going to come along. You know, down the line, they don't do confirmations in the House, so they can't she can't raise hell about that.
Right.
And besides, it's time for them all to run for re-election again.
By the way, Chip Roy.
Is that what you
both? Do? It's both who he is and what he does.
Well, yes.
Yes.
It's a
putt-putt.
It's a putt-putt outside
Andrew
of
Roy, is Andrew Roy Rogers.
Tough to trust any politician with no discernible last name.
Yeah, he is furious about the, he said, we did not authorize this. He's talking about the budget. And yes, an omnibus with a $200 million in it for a new FBI headquarters. So I don't know. Now they're anti-FBI because something, witch hunt Trump. I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay.
The word has gone out from Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
That the eye of Sauron is on the FBI now.
And by the way, as I keep saying, Charlie, they were one of the big factors, in Trump's win. The dirty New York FBI and them leaking stuff to Giuliani. Yeah.
Comey had a renegade bureau on his hands and didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've just been dwelling, because of today's, big Supreme Court hearing on.
Yeah.
I can never pronounce this. Mephistone.
Yes.
I got it right.
I want. Yeah, this was next in my stack for you. But go ahead. Yes, Supreme Court watcher,
no,
please.
No, but all I can think of is all those people who accuse those of us who were voting for Hillary for being quote unquote blackmailed over the federal courts.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yet another reason, Stephanie, why I know you're going to die mad.
Yeah.
Well,
Oh, have I mentioned that before?
Okay. A couple of times.
Okay. Yes. So as Charlie just said, the Supreme Court hears a sensitive case on the availability of abortion pills. They may ultimately decide to, of course, restrict their access. It will impinge on scientific authority of the FDA in unprecedented and inconsequential ways. While the case specifically deals with access to mifepristone, am I saying
that's
that right?
Right. Yep.
The first of two pills taken in medication abortion, a broad ruling could threaten access to a number of other drugs used for a wide variety of conditions. Hello, slippery slope.
Yeah.
So it has been, it's now, by the way, nearly accounts for nearly two-thirds of all abortions. It is deemed safe and legal in dozens of other countries. But here we go with this Supreme Court, right, Charlie? Like, who knows?
Well, you know, the feeling is the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is, you know, a reptile house on its best day, has already narrowed Judge Kaczmarek's original ruling. Yeah. They've simply taken out every. Can't be prescribed mifepristone telecommunications.
Right. Yeah.
So it's possible the Supreme Court will leave the Fifth Circuit ruling as law, which is to restrict access but not ban it. And I am absolutely sure that there's not a majority on that court for screwing up the FDA's, you know, drug approval plan, which is what a sweeping decision would do.
Oh, God, and by the way,
I don't think they're even that crazy.
This headline: the far right couple could this far right couple could be the next Clarence and Ginny Thomas. Oh, just what we need. You're talking about the Supreme Court thing, blah blah blah. A case in which far-right Christian fundamentalists and anti-abortion activists are challenging access to the mifepristone. These fundamentalists are claiming the FDA should never have approved it, a claim that far-right Judge James Ho, a Donald Trump appointee to the Fifth Circuit, agreed with when he ruled to restrict the drug. He has strong ties to the anti-abortion movement. He's married to Allison Ho, an anti-abortion activist. Yay. And so they're already comparing them to, you know.
Yeah, there's always another one coming along behind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's
the assembly line of wingnut nuisances is endless.
Yeah.
That's why I said, Chris, earlier that our justice seems so capricious. The word of the day here on the Stephanie Miller Show. Because we have to wonder, like, where is there a right-wing hack activist appointed by Trump, right, to know what kind of ruling we're going to get?
That's, you know. Yeah. It's an extraordinary mechanism that they've built up over the last 30 or 40 years. And, you know, in one sense, it's a marvel of engineering. In the other sense, it's a real threat to the country.
Yeah, exactly. All right, just since you brought up Ronald McDaniel and being super bad at elections, Donald Trump is making clear what type of candidates he prefers. I'm not sure. It's kind of... They're a big bag of rats. Fight, fight, fight. You're all equally awful. I feel like Donald Trump and Ronald McDaniel are pretty much responsible for them losing every election since 11 billion years ago. Trump making clear what type of candidates he prefers by endorsing a accused wife beater who recently made offensive comments about contraception for an Arizona county race. Have you heard this? He's waded into he's a contraception mocking accused wife beater.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
State Senator Sonny Borelli, who's running for Board of Supervisors. He's a 2022 election truther.
Okay.
He is an unnamed cybersecurity expert told him that data and equipment used in the two election cycles had been altered in a way that was undetectable. Oh, you see, Charlie's by right by fairies or something.
Hey, first
that
all,
that's why
the
you can't.
Name is Sonny Borelli?
Yeah.
Was he running from the pages of an Elmore Leonard novel?
He helped block a legislative priority of Governor Katie Hobbs by refusing to allow a vote on codifying access to birth control as a right in Arizona. He said, like I said, Bear invented aspirin, put it between your knees. Oh, that old joke. That's funny. He's been hounded for years by allegations he punched his ex-wife in an altercation witnessed by her son, who claimed he saw Borelli strike her three times in the face with a closed fist, knocking her into a video poker machine. Okay. Is it me or are there an inordinate amount of domestic violence? Pardon?
Why was I absolutely certain that there was a video poker game involved?
Right.
Somewhere.
That sounded like...
In this story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounded right.
Trump is also responsible for giving Sherrod Brown a real break in Ohio.
Yes, yes. By whoever which lunatic is that?
Beans with an M, I think. I forget.
I forget that guy. It's just part of the misogyny to me, Charlie, that ran through the Trump administration. I can't remember all of them, but there seemed like an extraordinary amount of men that were accused of domestic violence, and Trump would always, of course, defend them, right? Mm-hmm. He very strongly denies it.
Then there's Matt Gaetz, who's a lover and not a fighter.
Right.
Okay. All right. Love you, Charlie. We've linked all your scribblings.
Oh, is it time to go now?
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. We'll see you next week.
Hey, you've got me and Victor Shea in the same show?
Yep. Yes.
That is the circle of life, baby.
It is.
It sure is.
See you later.
We will present the baby later.
Yes.
Bye. 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Maudie's Nature's Blend. I'm going to bring some for Benny Button, a new dog of
Robin Trish.
Of
Robin Trish.
Yes. I tell all my friends about it. I'm a walking testimonial.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a human testimonial to Dr. Marty's because Bonnie and Clyde love it. They are happy. They are healthy. It is real food. I felt like a doofus.
Oh.
That I didn't know all those years. I didn't even think of looking on the dog food bag. I just trusted it was premium dog food. But I was like, meat meal was one of the ingredients.
What is meat meal?
Real food is the movement in pet food. If your pets are like your children, not like your children, they are your children. You want to feed them real food. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, the first four ingredients in there. You see spinach, kale, sweet potatoes. It's all real food you would feed your real kids. Mm-hmm. Nature's Feast for the kiddies, Nature's Blend for the doggies. They love the flavor. It's raw, it's freeze-dried, and they go crazy. Right now you get up to 54% off your first order, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup like low energy, skin issues, digestion problems. Here's the thing, your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian, called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver, the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When I feed Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend, they are so excited. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to DrMartyPets.com/Miller.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities in western Wisconsin are getting to the bottom of why a man from Texas died while cleaning a municipal water tank in Blair Saturday afternoon. He was wearing scuba gear but may have become hypothermic. Co-workers tried pulling him out, but he got stuck and died. Wisconsin's election mythbusters are at it again tonight, this time in West Bend. Kathy Bernier of Keep Our Republic says election skeptics are often surprised when they see how hard it really would be to fix an election.
The care that the election officials take in preparing for the election and after the election and all of the audits and the canvasses that take place, they're very surprised.
Bernier tells WYSN-TV's Upfront she hopes her work will ensure no accusations or drama in Wisconsin after November's votes are counted. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Madison police say they've identified a person they'd like to talk to about a downtown shooting over the weekend. A man was shot on West Gorham Street just before 3 in the morning Sunday. At last word, the victim was recovering in the hospital and police weren't saying how badly he was hurt. Police are saying the shooting was a targeted act of violence. Although the possible suspect is known to police, they haven't been arrested last we knew. A Madison man shot by a state of Wisconsin Justice Department agent testified at the agent's trial yesterday. Mark Wagner is charged with second-degree recklessly endangering safety. Quadrin Wilson was shot while he was being arrested on the Far East Side for a parole violation 2 years ago. Wagner said he thought Wilson had a gun, but investigators eventually determined Wilson was not armed. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
True, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain showers today. It's also going to get colder. We'll start near 50, and that'll be the case through around midday, but temperatures will drop into the 30s by late this afternoon. A little breezy, too, with a southwest wind at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Should be growing concern, really? Now a warning? About his mental state that go beyond his growing problems, stringing sentences together. Other psychiatrists have recently brought up concerns about his speech, highlighting word substitution and nonsense word known as paraphrasia. Paraphasia. Seems like I just made up that word.
I think you did.
I didn't. It's right
here
in the story.
Are you suffering from it?
No. What? Capricious. Okay. Oh, God. she said her observations are garnered from viewing the phenomenon of Trump for the past decade. Observations from viewing old videotape interviews and coverage of Trump as a younger man form part of my impression that Trump might benefit from a thorough evaluation by a neurophysicist, psychiatrist? Yes, with expertise in neurodegenerative disorders.
You made that up.
No, it's there.
Come on, Mr. Dill.
I have pictures of him to show.
Yeah, Chris. Okay.
Yeah.
She noted an oddity in his movement and gait, explaining his walk appears wide-based and he has developed a swing of his right leg.
Maybe he has rickets.
Like Festus.
What? That's coming back.
Rickets is coming back, yeah.
That could be syphilitic brainworms.
Well.
He appears glued to the floor when he dances for his audience. If caught on camera standing still, he appears unnaturally immobile. It's true. When he does the double hand, DJ, he's
and he always leans forward.
He's starting to look animatronic. Like
mm-hmm.
He's... Okay. 58 minutes after the hour, Victor Shi, next.
John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refresh. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.